Well, there's plenty of football happening this weekend. The NRL, NRLW Grand Finals happening on Sunday. The AFL Grand Final on Saturday, of course, down in Melbourne. And down on the central coast of New South Wales, it's the New South Wales Aboriginal Rugby League Koori Knockout. And it's been going since, I think, 1971, when the first tournament was held at St. Peter's, bringing Aboriginal players together to highlight abilities. Potential talent scouts are obviously there in force. And one of the big backers is the New South Wales government. As I understand it, there's an unprecedented 11 New South Wales government agencies supporting this year's Aboriginal Rugby League Koori Knockout. It's happening on the Central Coast, and the local member there, the member for Wyong, also happens to be the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and Treaty, David Harris, who's on the line. Morning, David.
Good morning, Richard. A huge weekend. It's going to be hot in temperature and hot in footy action.
Yeah, well, it's got a long proud history, the Koori Knockout, David, going since 1971. I hadn't realised that till I was doing a bit of homework last night. It's certainly been around for a while.
Yeah, seven teams kicked off in the first tournament. Now there's 130 teams across men's, women's, and youth boys and girls. So it's a huge tournament. We're expecting over 20,000 to 30,000 people to come and watch, and it will be all action at the Tuggerah Regional Sports Centre just near Wyong.
Okay, and that's kicking off when, David?
It kicks off tomorrow and goes right over the long weekend into Monday. So there'll be plenty of action, but I would advise people, if they're visiting, to park a little bit away and walk to the venue, or maybe get one of the shuttle buses from the advertised places, because it will be crowded.
Right. David Harris, my guest, the New South Wales Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and Treaty. We must talk about The Voice for obvious reasons. The early voting gets underway for New South Wales on Tuesday. And I noticed recently you're saying the campaign for The Voice to Parliament needs a bit of a reset in New South Wales. You have praised the efforts, though, of former Treasurer and Senior Liberal MP Matt Keane for his support of the Yes campaign. It's not looking too good at the moment, according to the opinion polls, David.
Yes, well, obviously there is, you know, people are watching the opinion polls. On the ground, though, when we're talking to people, I think it's a lot more positive. It's bipartisan in New South Wales, with both the opposition and the government supporting the Yes vote. We've had many events right across Sydney and the regions. There was the Yes Marches a weekend or so ago, and I know there was a big turnout in Newcastle, the Central Coast, as well as Sydney and the Illawarra. So, look, we're determined to keep going right up until the voting closes. It's a tough one. The number of referendums that are successful is very, very low. They very rarely succeed. But I think in this case, unfortunately, the politics has got involved at the federal level, and that's sort of scrambled the debate in terms of the real issues, which is making sure that that gap for Aboriginal people right across Australia, particularly in regional and remote areas, and has been pushed to the background, and a whole lot of other arguments have come to the fore, which really isn't the main game, because The Voice itself will be determined by Parliament through legislation. So that's not even to do with the referendum. The referendum is to say, should there be a voice or not? And then the Parliament, the elected members of Parliament, will decide what that will look like, and that's appropriate, and we support what's been put forward.
One of the things that seems to scare people is this voice treaty truth. You are the Aboriginal Affairs and Treaty Minister for New South Wales. Should we be scared about this treaty? A number of states have already entered into treaties with their Indigenous people. Is it something we should be scared of?
Absolutely not. Look, the reality is there's negotiation between government and Aboriginal-controlled organisations, native title holders, traditional owners, on a daily basis, right across not just New South Wales but Australia. And what a treaty process does is it formalises those negotiations to make sure there's a fair set of rules for both the government and Aboriginal people when they're negotiating, so that everyone understands that there's a level playing field. For too long, agreements have been made by governments and then broken, and I think people would agree that when you're looking at Aboriginal health, education, you know, those important self determinations in, such as economic development, Aboriginal people should have a voice. They should have a say in the policies that affect them directly, and that's what treaty is about. We've had Aboriginal land rights in New South Wales for 40 years, and the world hasn't ended. So I think this scare campaign is unwarranted. It's been put forward for a range of reasons, but it takes away from the real issue, is that Aboriginal people are still have a deficit when it comes to education, health, economic outcomes, and as a society, as a country, we can't let that continue.
The third aspect of the Uluru Statement is voice, treaty, truth, with reference to, well, this revelation of what might be mass graves at the Kinchella Boys' Home. You've referred to the discussions about this as truth-telling, and I believe there's been another one, and now over in Western Australia, where they're talking about hundreds of unmarked graves. And to be fair, it's not just... Well, Kinchella was a home for Aboriginal boys up on the mid-north coast. I mean, there have been graves found at many, many, unfortunately, institutions around Australia, and not just Aboriginal children. But what do you mean by saying, you know, this is part of truth-telling, uncovering what actually happened at Kinchella Boys' Home, David?
Yeah, so truth-telling is a really important aspect for understanding the history of our country. A lot of things occurred that... have been covered up or not spoken about, things like massacres. There were obviously what happened to the Stolen Generations, and I think it enriches our community when everyone knows the history of what's happened in these instances. It gives Aboriginal people some closure in terms of being able to speak openly about what happened to them, what happened to their families and their ancestors. But also the rest of the community, by understanding that some of our history was dark, and we shouldn't shy away from that. We should know it. We should understand it, and that helps us understand the trauma that many Aboriginal people suffer today. I go every year to the memorial service that's held up in the New England for the massacre that occurred up there. There's the memorial for the Appin massacre, but there is a history of massacres which is being documented by Dr. Linda Ryle at Newcastle University, which shows massacre sites right across not just New South Wales but Australia. And, we sometimes drive on country roads and we'll see bridges over creeks called Slaughter Creek and Waterloo Creek, and they got their names because of actions that happened there. So understanding that actually helps us as a society understand where we came from and helps us move forward. If people had a better understanding, then this voice argument might have been a lot more simpler.
Yeah, well, it's certainly not, unfortunately, at the moment, but all the opinion polls, unfortunately, are pointing to the fact that it doesn't look as if the yes vote at this stage is going to get up. But changing the subject, and I appreciate your time this morning, we've mentioned the Koorie knockout. You'll be there on the weekend. I believe also, too, the member for Port Stephens, Kate Washington, will also be there with you this weekend, and I think, as I said, 11 New South Wales state government departments will be supporting it by way of sponsorship. But the NRL Grand Final, I'm assuming you're going to go for the New South Wales team, David, Penrith.
Well, I'm obviously from the Central Coast, so I'll be supporting the Newcastle ladies in the NRLW Grand Final.
Yes.
I'm a bit agnostic on the Grand Final. Neither team is my team. However, I did meet with the Brisbane Broncos women's program just yesterday, and they presented me with a Broncos jumper, so maybe I'll have an eye to them. But as a New South Wales person, of course, I'd support the New South Wales team.
Thanks for your time this morning, David, and have a good day.
Pleasure anytime. Thank you, Richard.
David Harris, New South Wales Minister for Aboriginal Affairs and Treaty.